This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Someone said that giving when you don't have a need is less reward than when you have a need. Of course, when you have a need and you give, you have more reward, no doubt about that. And Sayyidina Ali is the one who said, when you give after being asked, it's adab. It's just manners. It's not charity. It's just manners. Of course, it is charity, but he's saying in mubalagha, this is just being polite. Rather, true charity is that you go around looking for the poor and noticing, oh my, this guy's had a hole in his shoes for the last month. Let me drop some money in his pocket while he's not looking. Something like that. Let me just put an envelope of cash in his mailbox. Just say gift on it. Stick it in his mailbox. Like that. This secret sadaqah is what makes the poor, it deflates the envy out of their hearts from the rich. Because the natural reality between rich and poor is that the poor will envy the rich. How can you share a masjid? See, most people don't have a shared space, right? The poor, the third space of the poor, there's work, home, and there's a third space where you socialize. The third space of the poor is like some dingy bar. The third space of the rich used to be like a country club, but it's still, they have these fitness clubs that are like ridiculous, $600 a month. And you just go there, get on a machine, there's some snacks, there's some food, there's a massage, whatever. $600 sometimes more too, by the way. $2,000-$3,000 a month, right? So they still separate. They don't hang out in the same space. Well, in Islam, it's not the case. In Islam, you hang out in the same place. You go pray in the same masjid. So someone's riding up in a rickety Honda, another person's coming on a bicycle, another person's walking, and another person's coming in an Audi, another person's coming in a SUV, Mercedes, another person's got a driver, and you're all praying in the same masjid. So what's happening? Allah has done this for a reason. So you all see each other. It's a test and a benefit. It's a test for both. You're coming in your Mercedes SUV and parking. You pay $800 a month for your lease or your car payment. And you're praying next to a guy who has been praying with the same outfit on for the last week. So Allah wants us to notice people. There's this idea, okay, don't look at anyone and pray. That's good to a degree. There's a time and place for that, but there's also a time for do notice everybody. You have wealth. You should be noticing everyone around you. Take notice. Who has holes in his socks? Whose kids have holes in their pants? Whose kids, you can tell where this stuff was bought. You can tell this shoe is not even worth $10. And you could tell other people when they buy their kids those ridiculous, ugly-looking Yeezys for $300. Piece of plastic, flip-flop. Looks like it's made out of marshmallows. And it's $300. That just tells you something, right? So well, that tells you that that person doesn't need sadaqah. And it tells you another person does need. Look at, when you pray, look at the socks of this guy. You can notice these things, and the rich should notice them. And they should take the initiative to find a way to get that person a gift of money. It's not have to be a lot. $50 can go a long way for people. $100 in a way that they don't feel it. You can go to the masjid administrator and say, listen, that person over there, just give them this envelope and don't say who. Anonymous. The muezzin, the front row brothers at the front row, they know everybody. They see everybody all the time. And they simply say, here, a gift from one of the musallis. Oh, who is it? No, don't say anything. It's just a gift. Oh, I'm embarrassed. Okay. What's embarrassing? I don't want it to be awkward. Poverty's more awkward. Poverty's worse. So it's not awkward, number one. Poverty's more awkward. You give it, some people, if you earn, let's say, 50, 60, 70, 80K a month, I'm telling you, you can all make that amount of money. It is not hard to make that amount of money. You just have to follow certain principles, and you have to have sabr and focus, and you have to go against your desires, and you have to take a mentor. But you can get to that amount of money. It may not be overnight. It may take you 5, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, but you can easily get to that if you follow certain spiritual and worldly principles. But if you're making 80K a month, then your sadaqah can be $1,000 a month. What is it really the difference between 79 and 80,000 a month? It's nothing. Imagine now you go to the bank every beginning of the month. You know, at that point, you don't have a beginning and end of the month because you're earning from like 10 different places. So you just click on the ATM machine, $1,000 withdrawal in hundreds. They'll put them in envelopes or in a piece of paper. You go to the muezzin every few days. You see that brother over there? Just slip this in his pocket. Tell him it's a gift from an anonymous source. This is how the function of why the Prophet ﷺ said it's better to pray in jama'ah. It's by focus, intention, and sincerity. It's far better to pray alone. But Islam is not just focusing on your own spirituality. It's focusing on the bodies of other people, the wealth of other people, the well-being of other people. Hence, it's greater to pray in the mosque so that you can see other people. When you have, I'm telling you, if you become somebody who prays regularly in the masjid, you will eat so much for free. The amount of food that just gets passed around. All of these benefits, I'm telling you. So many benefits, but it's up to the rich to be aware. This is not even zakah. This is sadaqah. In the realm of sadaqah, the rich have to keep their eye out and notice. And it is a test. This shared space of the mosque between the rich and poor is a test for the poor too. Don't have envy. This is the qisma of Allah. Allah's divided the wealth like this. And we can also say one of the ways in which maybe you are to blame too. Poverty is not always, it's not always based in innocence. It could be and it could not be. It's your decisions. You decided to go into poetry as a major. Nobody forced you to do this. Your best childhood friend, he said, you know what, I'm going to go into dentistry. And you all live the same way and you don't realize any difference in that one decision. Until you're now hitting the age of 20 and 30, you're living like this now. Your poetry, this is what it got you. Crumbs. And dentistry, you said, this is so boring, you're just, you know, a laborer, but at a higher level, that's it. I mean, our dentist always makes fun of himself. We're just like high-level skilled laborers, that's it. I always joke around with the gastroenterologists, the guy who studied, the people who do stomachs and intestines, and I always introduce them, it's funny, when I see them. There's a third person we don't know, I said, hey, this is a plumber. He is a plumber. He's just a plumber for humans, right? So that's why he's making 30 times more than a plumber for toilets. But it's for the poor not to envy the rich. And maybe you'll learn something from them. Maybe you'll get a job from them. And maybe you'll start to ask a question. Hey, how did you get like this? I wouldn't mind a six-figure salary as a monthly basis, right? As a monthly salary, six figures. Person makes six figures over 2 years. Another person makes six figures in a month. So why don't you learn something, right? That's why the third space that is shared between rich and poor, those are the wisdoms behind it. If that's implemented, you don't have socialism and Marxism. As revolutions of like jealousy, this really like anger and hatred, injustices, rich not being just to the poor, poor having no spiritual teaching. That is amazing from the Ansar. They said to the Prophet ﷺ, we will give them some of our wealth and give them the whole spoils of war of Bani Nadir. So.